is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Middlehauser, an ecologist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This week, I join Rich McDonald on a hike to discuss how Maine's landscapes and wildlife are changing.
So I'm Rich McDonald. I run the Natural History Center. It's a small family-operated business in Bar Harbor. We do nature and adventure tours, basically in Acadia National Park, down East Maine and beyond. And the beyond is literally from the Arctic to the Antarctic. And so since last August, I've been writing a nature column for the Mount Desert Islander. And I wrote a book called Little Big Year, Chasing Acadia's Birds. And you know, writing is that sideline that I love to do. I love writing, but I've always been afraid to commit to just making that my career. So writing is the thing I do on the side for fun. And this trail, so we're on the Sertamont Springs, we're on the Hemlock Trail. And I love this trail. I probably hike this trail more than any other trail in Acadia. I probably am on this trail at least once a week, year round. And it's always changing. Today it's snow covered. You know, I was here last week and it was totally bare. I was here 2 weeks ago, I think it was, maybe 3 weeks ago, certainly. And there was 2 feet of snow on the trail. So it's just always changing. You know, very soon we're gonna start seeing buds coming out, and then it's gonna leaf out, and we're gonna see the barn owls arrive somewhere soon, if they're not already here.
In a sense, I like that part of natural history. I can hike down the same path for decades, and it just gets more interesting.
Yeah. I do that in my woods back at my house at the head of the island. Every single morning, I get up at sunrise and walk my dog, and I keep an e-bird list going every time I do that. And it's really fun. I've been doing this now for 20-some years, and to see the birds, they change seasonally, they change over time. You know, it wasn't that many years ago, we had no cardinals, no white-breasted nuthatch, no tufted titmice. And now they're on just about every single e-bird list.
Yeah, no, they just showed up at my place in Goldsboro, the cardinals, but no titmice yet.
Yeah.
It's like, those are coming,
they're coming next.
They always hit here first, and then they cruise down east a little bit.
So this big dead tree right behind us here, you probably know this, but this is the tree that the barred owl has been nesting in for the last 9, 10, 11 years, something like that. And you go two-thirds of the way up, and actually you can just see them two-thirds of the way up on the left side, there's like a dark opening,
yeah.
And that's the cavity where they've been nesting.
Huh. So have you seen them in there this winter? Because they'd be starting to nest now, right?
Yeah, they should be. And I have not seen them, although we could step down the hill and look up.
Yeah.
I usually just go right down here.
See if I can do this without slipping.
It's going to be a little treacherous. Gotta get so the sun's not blinding us. Nobody appears to be home. I can see the main cavity, which clearly does not have anything in it. There's some holes below it. I think I can see right through some of these holes to the bark on the other side of the cavity.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like there's anything in there. The hole has certainly gotten deeper over the years. And the last few years when I would come here to look at the barred owl, it was able to hunker down enough that you couldn't see it, but you could just see a little corner of feathers sticking through one of those lower holes. And I'm not seeing that right now. But this time, you know, they're probably courting, not necessarily on eggs yet.
So bards.
Bards. The great horned owls definitely start sooner. But the bards, I feel like they're usually not on eggs until April, even a little bit later in April.
Do you know anything about the timing of sowet owls?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does really. I'd love to learn more about them.
The sowet owls, for me, it's that bird that occasionally pops into the mist nets when I was banding in the Adirondacks. But I've never found a nest. I've seen them over the years kind of hunker down inside the woodpile at my house.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.